Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Our guest tonight, Long Beach City Auditor Laura Dowd, as we enjoy our 15th anniversary year here at Straight Talk.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the Director of Program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Long Beach Magazine, coastal living, city style.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We're delighted to have as our guest for the entire evening the Long Beach City Auditor, Laura Dowd. Laura, welcome back to our show.
Thanks, Art. Thanks for having me.
Laura was first here during the campaign, and then she had visited us during her first year in office, and now you have been in office 2 years, and again, an annual visit. And you've told me that the office is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year.
That's right, it is, for 100 years. The first city auditor was elected in 1908, wow. A man by the name of Ira Hatch that served the city well. And here we are 100 years later. I do want to mention, though, there was a woman that was elected the fifth city auditor for the city of Long Beach. Her name was Myrtle Gunzel. She was first elected in 1919. Amazing for a woman to be elected at that time. And she served for 32 years. She was elected 11 times, and she retired in 1951. So
a real trailblazer.
Oh, she really was for women. She was a true trailblazer, served the city with such commitment and dedication.
And when you think about it, having a woman 80 years ago with that kind of professional training, wasn't that common.
Right, it wasn't.
And they just got the right to vote sometime around then.
That's right, exactly.
You so guys.
That's right, so it was pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
And she served the city very well, and our office has her picture hanging up.
Well, there's some bumper sticker, the best man for a job is a woman. Anyway. Well, let's look at some of the accomplishments this last year. I know that they include the audit of Prop 8, the oil money, and several other audits that you completed, but let's focus on that oil money for a second, because that was several million dollars from heaven.
That's right. The oil production tax that was passed by the voters in 2007, the first year it brought in $3.5 million. And I think it's important to let the public and the viewers know the benefit that they received from that money.
And let's just clarify it. That was to raise the amount per barrel that Long Beach got for the oil that's within our jurisdiction, and you advocated that, and you worked out a deal with the oil companies where they agreed to this increase. We were way under the market.
That's right, and it was a matter of equity to get within the market, and it was a tax on the oil companies and not on consumers. And so this money is being received by the city of Long Beach, $3.5 million, as I mentioned last year. And just to let you know what that money bought, it bought 14 police officers that are now on motorcycles out there patrolling our streets, keeping our city safe. It also purchased 12 firefighters, as well as a new fire truck.
Amen to that.
And so, yes, that this money was specifically dedicated for public safety.
Right. And you wrote the ballot argument, I think, for it.
I was a proponent of it. Yes.
Yeah.
And so, that was really an important measure, and it was exciting that the public rallied behind it and saw that it was truly a benefit for the city and it would benefit specifically public safety. It's my job as the city auditor to audit those funds to make sure we're receiving the proper amount and that it's being allocated appropriately. And I'd like to assure the public that it is.
Excellent. You also completed the police audit.
That's right, we did. And we have a wonderful police department within the city of Long Beach, but as you know, there's every department, there's room for improvement, especially in these tough budget times. The police department is about 45% of the general fund. We did audit them to look for areas of improvement and efficiencies. We identified several areas, and just to highlight a couple of the areas we identified, one was civilianization, which basically takes officers, sworn officers that are working behind desks, and move them out into patrol and then replace them with civilians. And we identified 23 positions that could be civilianized, and the police department has implemented 7 of those positions. So we have, you know, as a result of our audit, there are 7 more sworn police officers on the streets patrolling Long Beach and keeping it safe.
And you follow up on your audits, implementing to see that they're implemented.
Yes, exactly. I think it's one of my goals as the city auditor that when we do an audit, that it not just sit on a shelf and collect dust,
right,
but that it's truly implemented. There is a lot of time and effort and focus and work that goes into finding areas for improvement. And it's our job to make sure that these things are implemented and not just, fall flat. So we've worked really hard to keep this police audit alive. And I think the city overall, the budget process just completed, and the city's budget really benefited as a result of our police audit. It was able to contain the police overtime by $4 million, and it was a huge benefit to the bottom line.
I'm sure it's an incentive to organizations that are audited to implement some of the recommendations if they know that the city auditor will be viewing whether or not they do implement it rather than just letting it go into the ether.
Right. Yes, that's, I think, what makes our audits relevant, and that's my job as the city's watchdog.
The principle of accountability, which is much talked about today, is alive and well here.
Right, exactly. And it's a big responsibility, as you know, as I've talked to you before about being the city auditor.
Yeah.
But as as we were just talking earlier before the show, this is my third time back. Once during the campaign, once at my first year, and then now it's at the end of my second year. And I just want to, you know, take this opportunity to say how much I am enjoying this job. How it's just, I feel like it's been tailor-made for me. I love it. It's my passion. It agrees with my background and my skills and my education and my love for the city. So it's been truly an honor to serve. And
well, that came through in your campaign and it got you in part elected. So I'm glad to see the passion and commitment has not subsided.
Thank you. And again, it's a big responsibility. We take it seriously. There is a lot of funds that we have to look after and watch, and there are a lot of departments that we oversee. But like you say, we're looking at everything we can, trying to focus our resources and making sure that our audits are relevant and are kept alive and are implemented to ultimately benefit the public.
Amen to that. We'll be continuing our conversation after these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
The Marketplace Long Beach, where you can shop for a fabulous selection of merchandise. Dine out tonight. Shop in a relaxing environment. Explore all there is to enjoy at the Marketplace Long Beach, PCH and 2nd Street, online at marketplacelongbeach.com. Please join us for the Marketplace Long Beach Community Food Drive on Saturday, November 22nd. The Marketplace Long Beach.
AccuFlex, a division of LaserFiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with LaserFiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
Continuing our conversation with Long Beach City Auditor Laura Dowd, you mentioned overtime in the last segment. Firefighters' overtime is a big number, I think something around $13 million. And there was a suggestion made that one of the ways to reduce that huge number was to eliminate the full staffing requirement in the union contract, where a firefighter is sick or ill or can't show up for whatever reason, that he or she has to be replaced, and normally that replacement is on overtime. And the writer of the letter suggested that in some areas of the city where the demand is rather less for services, maybe that could be waived as a way of reducing that huge $13 million firefighter overtime bill.
Mm-hmm. That's a good observation. I appreciate the information. And I think that's one of the messages I'd like to get out to the public, too, is if they have information and areas for improvement that they can see throughout the city, that this is what I'm here for, to communicate with us. We have a website. I think later on in the show we can talk about, you know, the website name, or I can just give it now, www.cityauditorlauradowd.com.
We put that up at the end of each segment, so you can write it down at the end of this segment. And so you encourage citizens to come up with suggestions.
Absolutely, right. When you have ideas on ways for...
So you view your office as more than just auditing the numbers. You want to make this a more efficient city.
Absolutely, yes. More efficient in every way. So okay. any suggestions or comments that the public has, we're open and ready to accept them.
You heard it here. And also, there is a fraud hotline that Laura's office did not establish, but reestablished, actually. It had been there and then became dormant for a while. If you know of fraudulent activities ongoing, there's a number that you can call. We'll put that up right now. And your anonymity is protected?
That's right. That's right. It is completely confidential. This hotline is available 24 hours, 7 days a week. You can report any suspected fraud of city-related fraud to this hotline number, and we will investigate every report that comes
in. And is there a bounty attached to that if you discover something significant?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, do it as a good citizen, though.
Right. But, you know, I think it was a year ago when we first came here to revitalize our fraud hotline.
Yes.
And being the ethical person you are, I think you questioned whether, you know, are you serious about the fraud that you're talking about, these numbers? Because I was giving you some big numbers.
Yes.
And I'd like to come back to report to you a year later that we received 79 calls since I was on your show.
Wow.
Last year. And 59 of those calls had to do with city-related fraud. And 36 of those cases we have investigated and closed, and the others are pending at this time. So there is
in appropriate cases you would work with the city prosecutor's office or the DA's office if it warrants it.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. And so it is out there, and we would like to you know, also encourage the public to be alert, to be aware if they suspect fraud against the city in any way, if it's equipment, supplies, kickbacks, any sort of dealings with contractors and the city, to be alert, to be aware, to call the fraud hotline, to call our office, and we'll investigate that fully.
So we want to run a tight ship and a clean ship.
That's right.
Now, one of your recommendations in your police audit was booting, where you have scufflers, I think, with six or more unpaid tickets. You put the boot on, the clamp,
right,
and that could generate over $1 million.
Right, yes, exactly. And this has been a little bit controversial. There's been some that like it and some that don't, but I'm a big fan of it and a strong supporter, and it's for those people that have more than 5 unpaid parking tickets. There are $11.7 million outstanding.
And how much?
$11.7 million.
Of unpaid tickets.
Unpaid parking tickets with people with 5 or more.
5 or more.
Right. So with people with 4 or less, there's even more. So we're talking millions of
dollars. Well, my God, that could almost balance the budget if all those scofflaws with 5 or more, or more than 5, step forward and paid their $12 million. That would have almost balanced the budget.
Right, absolutely. And there's a very low cost.
I say boot them.
And I do too. And it makes sense in these tough times. And there's low cost, upfront cost to boot. It's easy to do. We estimate that the city, if it only collects 10% of the $11.7 million, we're talking, $1.2 million
not
roughly.
Not bad.
Just for a very conservative estimate.
I have no sympathy for someone who has 5 unpaid tickets.
Right. They're serial offenders that haven't paid their parking tickets. And it's not fair for those of us who do pay our parking tickets. I got my first parking ticket yesterday, in 4 years or whatever. So for those of us who do pay it on time, we need to make sure.
And you recommended moving, and the city manager has moved parking enforcement to Public Works from the police department.
Yes, he has. He moved it from the police department over to Public Works, which now Public Works is taking a look at this booting program to see what they think of it. They'll be coming back to the city council next month with.
And the clamps only cost, you said, about $500 each.
Right.
And you buy a dozen or so clamps, and the return on investment is huge.
It really is. It's a very easy program. We're recommending that they start at least a pilot program. And
to me, it's a no-brainer, but what do I know?
Right. Well, we're advocating this and strongly supporting it, and we hope that the city council decides to vote.
Very quickly, you also completed 2 audits of the Long Beach Museum of Art past year.
Yes, that's right. One was their capital campaign, the money that they raised to do their expansion project. We audited the museum to ensure that they could pay the $3 million bond that's coming due to the city, and our audit found that they don't have the money to pay it. They don't have a plan to do it. The bottom line of that audit is we recommend that the city management work with the foundation museum to come up with a plan on how this money will be
paid. And that's ongoing right now.
Yeah.
There's no easy solution for $3 million.
No, that's right. But, we can't, in these tough times, we can't be leaving money on the table that's owed to the city. And so we did this audit now because the time is coming where this bond will be coming due and the money needs to be there.
And very quickly, you did a inventory audit where a bunch of works were, as they say in the trade, unobserved, non-observed. That means missing, stolen, can't find it, or never were there, or what?
Right, that's right. There were a number of missing pieces, you say. I'll just put it out there that they were missing. But we're working with the department heads to find those pieces. And overall, the bottom line recommendation on that audit was they need to perform more regular inventory so we can safeguard the city's assets.
And in fairness, some of those had not been observed for many, many years.
Right, that's right.
Okay, we have to take a break. We'll be back with more of Straight Talk after these messages.
Phil Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're back, continuing our conversation with our city auditor, Laura Dowd. You know, the country is in the midst of this financial meltdown, and probably never has the man on the street been more concerned with and realizing the importance of accurate numbers and accountability and transparency and all. And you do an annual financial audit here in the city.
That's right. The charter mandates that the city auditor's office perform an annual financial audit, and the city has contracted with KPMG for the past 20 years to perform that audit for us. We oversee that audit and work with them on this, but it's a huge audit, and a team of professionals come in and look through all the city's books and records to verify the accuracy of the city's financial.
And you also do quarterly audits.
That's right, quarterly cash audits to verify the city's cash and investments and that they're in compliance with the government code.
And you told me before we went on air that every check that is written by the city to a vendor or for anything passes through your office?
That's right. Every check before it's sent out to the vendor, we audit every check. And you can imagine the volume of checks that come through our office, but we look at each one and ensure that that they're accurate. And so it's a big job on a daily basis.
Looking to the future, you're doing an audit of the Queen Mary and Save the Queen.
Yes, that's always on our radar, as the city is establishing a new lease right now with Save the Queen. And there's an agreement that Save the Queen is to make certain capital improvements on the Queen Mary. So we'll at the end of this year, we'll be auditing those expenditures to ensure that they did what they said they would do.
Excellent. And finally, the $64 question of who audits the auditor, you have an answer.
That's right. There is always that question out there, is who does audit the auditors? And the generally accepted government auditing standards requires that every audit organization undergo a peer review or an audit where peers or auditors throughout the country, an independent team, will come in and look at our office to undergo this peer review. This is the first peer review that this Long Beach City Auditor's Office will have ever had.
Well, amen to that. I certainly publicly applaud your doing that.
Thank you. And this team of auditors will be coming in to ensure that our office is in compliance with the standards set for government industry. So we've been working really hard to, you know, work by the book to make sure that all of our audits are in compliance with the standards. And so far, from my review, they are. We're very confident we're going to pass this peer review, but we're working hard to prepare for that. And that's one of the audits that will take place next year.
Well, as you know, I teach ethics as well as law at Long Beach State, and one of the core ethical principles is transparency and accountability. So
yes,
you and your office are truly walking the walk.
Thank you. That's what our office is all about accountability, transparency, collecting revenue due to the city, finding efficiencies, preventing fraud, waste, and abuse. It's a great job. The founders of and the authors of the charter back in 1908, as we go back to celebrate this 100-year anniversary, they truly had it right when they set up the charter that the auditor would be elected.
Yeah.
Because it provides that independence and that objectivity that you can have by looking
you report at the to the people.
That's right.
Not to the city manager, not to the mayor, but to the people.
Right. We do report to the people.
And you take advantage of that by coming each year to Straight Talk, which we appreciate very much.
Thank you, and I appreciate you having us.
Okay, we'll be back with the remaining portions of the show after these messages.
Well, Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
It's Big Red Bus. Our English double-decker buses offer large groups a fun, unique, inexpensive alternative to standard transportation. Bar hopping, weddings, sporting events, airport pickups, kids' parties, you name it, and we'll help customize the perfect experience. We have open and closed-top buses available. Both are equipped with custom-built bars, stereo systems, and a friendly hostess. Alcohol is permitted on board. For your next event or fun occasion, call Big Red Bus at 562-852-9888 or visit us on the web.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
I love
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
There are only four cities in the state that have elected auditors. Los Angeles, Berkeley, Oakland, and of course Long Beach. And as Laura mentioned just a moment ago, it's very appropriate, and I agree with it, that the auditor be elected and report to the people. That way he or she is totally independent and understands what his or her fiduciary obligation is. I personally believe we're fortunate in having in the position of city auditor a woman of the passion and competence of Laura Dowd. And I think she's a faithful watchdog over the finances of the city. So Laura, we thank you for the job you're doing and again, enjoying you, having you here on the show.
Thank you very much. I'm really enthused about the future of our office and for the city, and I just want to reassure the public that we're committed to working hard for them to ensure their taxpayer dollars are being spent appropriately and to the best of...
Well, if you can find $3 million here in oil money and $1 million there in clamping and $1 million here and $1 million there as old right. Everett Dirksen said, eventually it adds up to real money.
Absolutely, making sure every dollar is captured in our city treasury, so thank you.
But every dollar that you capture is a dollar less that has to be raised in taxes. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us at home. Be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Long Beach Magazine. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.